Okay, are we on up there? Good to see everyone. Glad you could find a seat this morning. Being facetious, you do know that, don't you? Anybody in here afraid of ghosts? You may be sitting inside of one, don't know it. Labor Day weekend. You reckon if the Lord come back on Labor Day weekend, he'd get a full load or not? Terrible, isn't it? Well, we hurting. Other churches hurting. It's too bad. But with the pandemic thing and everything else, and I'll tell you what, I fear that even if God's people have been tested during this time, a lot of them have failed the test. And my, it seems like somebody made the statement, maybe Brother Parsons made the statement, that for a little while after 9/11, folks ran to the churches. You would have thought the pandemic would have run them to the churches, but they ran away from the churches. That's sad. Of course, it didn't last long. Brother Parsons and I was cutting a spot on the radio for the special day coming up. And we were talking about it a little bit. Do you remember when 9/11 happened? Most everybody knows where they were. I remember well. And you could drive around and people were flying the American flag everywhere. They'd climb up on top of the cranes and high buildings and put up the American flag. Sonia and I were driving back into town from South Florida, and we were down there not far from where President Bush was when that morning when they gave him the message about it. And we were getting back quick as we could, fearing they were going to close the interstate before we got back. And it was Tuesday, of course, and radio station boys called me, said, "Preacher, are we having church tonight?" I said, "No, it's Tuesday night, not Wednesday night." They said, "Well, we're getting all kind of phone calls to the radio station." I said, "Okay, tell them we'll have church tonight." Amen. So we announced on the radio, and we had church on Tuesday night and had a pretty good crowd. In fact, a really good crowd for that short notice, and we had some folks saved that night. Amen. You know why? They were fearful. They didn't know what was going to happen next. They didn't know where a missile attack was coming or what. But it wore off fast. It did wear off fast. About 3 weeks later, it was amazing. Human beings are something else. Right now, we've been acting, seeing them act under fear for so long now, a year and a half plus, and that's too bad. What's that got to do with Revelation? Revelation chapter 18 got everything to do with it. I've got to review again. I've got to say some things that I know I'm repeating, and then I may move a little bit into some uncharted speculation this morning. You forgive me for that, but I think Scripture justifies us to be observing and seeing and identifying some things today that the times that are upon us. In chapter 18 says, "After these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory." We've been studying in chapter 17, 18, actually going all the way back to chapter 15, where we have seven angels the Lord sends out to bring judgment on the earth, special judgment, because we're in our context in the book of Revelation. By the time we've gotten here, we have moved past the rapture, past the church age, past the calling of the 144,000 Jews that'll be the evangelists in the tribulation period. We've passed chapter 13, where the beast has come in with his mark, beast to beast, false prophet and the Antichrist, show up in Revelation chapter 13. It ends with he being worshiped by the whole world. False prophet points him out, and he gets the worship after he's been wounded and lives. And the whole world has to take a mark. Folks, I believe with all my heart, and I've been saved since 1957. That's a little while. I've been in church ever since then. And before long, the Lord put me into a Sunday school class teaching 11-year-old boys. From that, I became a youth leader, deacon in the church, and finally thought maybe that was enough to satisfy God, but it wasn't. He called me to preach. So all those years, I've been in the house of God. I've been studying His Word, and I'm going to give you a personal testimony. I've never seen the promise of His coming any more real than it is right now. I've never seen the book any more fulfilled in the events that are here. Now, that don't mean I know when the Lord's coming. I do believe He's coming soon. I believe that for many years. Could He delay it another 10 or 20 years? He could, but humanly speaking, I don't see how. If you consider what has happened in just the last few years, how quickly everything has come together, another few years like that, where would we be? I've joked about it a little bit. Technology has moved to the degree we can't even understand it hardly. Church gave me that old Ford. It wasn't a gag gift. I do appreciate it, but it was a project car. It'll always be a project car. It'll never be finished. Because that's how far it's behind on technology if you were to try to keep up with it. But it brings memories back to me of when I thought it was the cutting edge. And as a senior in high school, I thought I had arrived when I got that car. Compared to it now, drive anything any of you own down the road. And yeah, and it is amazing how rough it would be compared to that. Technology has moved on. It really has, and it's still moving on. I'm going to say something about that in just a minute. What we're seeing here in chapter 17 and 18 is God now turning the wrath back on the head of planet Earth, back on those that have been blaspheming Him and denying Him. And all the evil of the kingdom of the Antichrist is now under the curse of God as God begins to dump His wrath on planet Earth. So we're understanding this part of it right now. Somebody asked me a while ago, there's people out there teaching you anything and everything, and there's a lot of people still just can't believe that God would rapture His people out without us going through a whole pile of suffering. Now, we suffer today. God's people get sick today. They have accidents today. Bad things happen to God's people. Sure they do. But God's wrath on our sin fell on His Son on the cross of Calvary. And it's not going to fall on us. And yet there's some folks think that we ought to believe that the tribulation period is going to bring God's wrath on us. That is not the case. That is not the promise of the Scripture. And I'm surely glad that I can show you in the Bible that very promise. If you were to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm sorry, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, that's the last chapter, 1 Thessalonians, then this 2 Thessalonians. So if you get over there and look, you ought to mark this verse for those that are trying to take you into the tribulation period. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Paul here says, but of the times and seasons, in verse 1, we have no need, he said, that I write unto you. We can know the times and seasons. We don't know the day and the hour. But the day of the Lord is coming in verse 2. And then you drop on down to what I want you to see, and you ought to mark. Says in verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. God has not appointed us to wrath, but, opposite now, to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. He's described this bad stuff that's going to be happening. But you and I are not going to suffer under the wrath of God, and God's wrath falls in the last half of the tribulation period on the kingdom of the Antichrist. That takes us back to where we're at in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. If you don't rightly divide your Bible, you're going to be in lots of trouble, big trouble, because that's where heresies come in. Let me put it this way. Almost every heresy today is a scripture misplaced. scripture that will be fulfilled in the tribulation period trying to be applied today, for instance. Misplaced scripture. Strange thing about man, he'll read a book, a school book, a novel, or something else, and he'll keep in his mind who's speaking, who's spoken to, and what's spoken about. But when he comes to the Bible, he throws all that out and just opens it up like it's rolling the dice or something, and picks out a scripture and grabs it and holds on to it and misapplies it. And that's where all the error comes from. We're told to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what we have to do. Let me come back to chapter 18 just a little bit. I'll review just a little bit. The Antichrist kingdom is now being plagued in chapter 18 by God. I want to take you further back than that. I want to go all the way back to Revelation chapter 13, where I mentioned a while ago the two beasts show up, the false prophet and the Antichrist. How it winds up, probably about Antichrist comes to power, he takes control. You have to have his mark to buy or sell. Let me say to you, if you want to see some evidence that Jesus is coming soon, look on what's happening now in the world. The thing right now, it's almost to the place, if you can't prove you've had the vaccination, you can't buy or sell. Amazing. Moving to that very, very fast. A long time, we supported a missionary in Australia that I knew. I haven't seen him for years. I'm not even sure he's still alive. And Australia at that particular time, we thought about as being a place of freedom. It was, of course, very closely tied with England, English-speaking people. And, of course, they were on the right side during the World War II and so forth with us. But if you, and some of you ought to investigate this, I do a little homework on it. Check what's happening in Australia right now. Not too long ago, they lost the freedom to bear arms.
Right.
And the guns were taken up. Now they have moved to the place, and it was very, very interesting. Just these last few days saw some proof of this. So interesting now that they have mandated the vaccine thing so big that they can't buy or sell, go into the stores, unless they've had their vaccination passport, number, whatever you want to call it. That's close kin to us, folks. The government bullying, demanding, and it is amazing. Now, let me say this. I saw some evidence this week, and I can't get into detail, and I'll admit it was language I can't understand, scientific stuff out of the laboratories. But you know, they're continuing to give you another booster shot and another booster shot and another booster shot. Other stuff is being added, and it's a little bit scary. And some of this stuff. Now, anybody ever heard of AI? AI, artificial intelligence, that's moving fast. And there's some pretty solid proof that the artificial intelligence thing is being added. Ingredients that I cannot describe in scientific detail being added, because you see, it's all about control. What is it in the mark of the beast in Revelation 13? It's control. The Antichrist has to control the population, all the population. And I used to wonder, how in the world can they control all the population? Now I know how. First, they create fear to get everybody to obey whatever they're afraid of, and fear of their life, they'll obey. We see in that. All right, on top of that, they're going to need to be able to trace you, count you, trace you, know about you. That's already moving into Australia. In Australia right now, they've already come out this last week or two, or maybe a little longer than that, giving people orders to go to certain places. Have you seen the little tents where you're in the drugstore or other places where you can go get vaccinated? Maybe you have. Maybe that's okay for you. I don't know. But have you seen those places? Now, I do like the stand our governor's taken. He's also put up some treatment places. He's hated for that, by the way. but I appreciate him. But now in Australia, orders are being given to go to certain places to have a facial picture made. In other words, you are going to continue to buy and sell and function. You're going to go to that place and have your picture taken. Folks, we are moving into the controls of the Antichrist worldwide, and his kingdom is moving in real fast. Now, some real bad stuff is going on. For instance, when we evacuated and tucked our tails and ran and gave the Taliban back the country, not only give it back to them, but $80 billion worth of weapons left with them. It's been such a terrible embarrassment for any patriotic American. But with that said, one of the things we left behind was forensic equipment. Now, what does that mean? We moved in a day and time. We know about DNA and the checking of that and all that. But how do you recognize people? Forensic eye patterns. We used to talk about fingerprints. That was a great invention. And anymore, it's much past that. So in the Antichrist kingdom, the mark of the beast is going to be a number and a mark and all of that. But what it's going to contain is going to be all the knowledge about you. Where you're at, what you do, where you live. I'm talking about what we're seeing now are signs that will bring in and is bringing in. All around us is bringing it in. The Antichrist kingdom is fleshing out. We know the Bible gives us a skeleton, but we're seeing the flesh put on it all around us. Your state schools, day schools, under command, what to teach and how to do it, if they let them go to school at all. Control, it's all control, everywhere you look. So all of this is coming. I know I'm on the radio and I'm being a little bit cautious about saying everything I think that I have discovered, but the signs are all around us. Losing our freedoms, for instance, I mentioned losing the Second Amendment rights. In Australia, of course, they don't have the American Constitution, but taking up the guns. They are heading that way in America. The only thing stopping them is the Constitution, but they're going around the Constitution. They're going around to use the corporations and the businesses. And now, when Trump was in, he got us out of the UN Global Treaty. That global treaty was going to allow the rest of the world to make us lay our constitution aside and follow the so-called UN treaty. Part of that treaty was that they could register our guns, control our, and take away our Second Amendment as Americans. Now, Trump got us out of that. We were moving into that. He got us out. Biden has immediately taken us back in. Almost everything that was old-fashioned American has been destroyed in 6 months. So when you pull up to the gas station or whatever else, just remember. Just remember. All around us. Signs all around us. And the use of the pandemic, while it's genuine and killed some people, the fear of it has become the tool to bring in the one world government. And of course, the one world religion is just waiting to make their move into it all. And what we're seeing right now, as we look at it, is America, because as America goes, the rest of the world, but the enemies are not only rejoicing, they're licking their chops as they get ready to finish off America. And I hate to say that, because I love our country, but we've done the dumbest things. And most amazing how dumb we are being right now. It's really terrible. Always Bible students have had a question about when what was sometime referred to by Bible students as World War III would happen. That's Ezekiel 36 through 38. The nations are named as they gather on the mountains to go against Israel. And all that you read about in those chapters right there. Well, America has been the staying arm. We have been the guardian. We have been the defense for the nation of Israel. We are not that anymore. We have losing that big time. A quick turn in the just in the election, but now others that we call ourselves protecting, like Taiwan, have no right to trust us anymore after the boondoggle we pulled in Afghanistan. So, well, what does Taiwan matter? Let me tell you what it matters. Do you know we've moved now, talking about the, and I know I'm not reading the scripture directly, but I'm telling you the scripture that predicts the coming of the kingdom of the Antichrist, we're seeing it all around us. Evidence that it's coming fast. Taiwan, the little island that split off, I say island, a small nation that split off from mainland China, and we have a treaty to protect them, and we have been very much joined at the hip with Taiwan for many, many years, and it's been a two-way street. We've had our benefits also. Most of us couldn't explain, but we've heard it. Have you heard about the little chips called the semiconductors? Well, let me tell you something. Almost everything in America is running now off of semiconductors. They might cost you anywhere from $1 to $1,000. They're very small, but they're in everything. Ladies, even your electronic equipment in the kitchen has such a chip in it. Your refrigerator, for instance. All the cars we drive have these semiconductors in them. You men, have you noticed this? And just especially in the last year, last 2 years, have you noticed all the main car companies suddenly couldn't supply the cars here during this pandemic? You see, we made some mistakes and started paying folks to stay home from work, and small businesses closing down, and yet the big car makers could not put together the cars fast enough. You check it out this last year. On the car lots. The reason they couldn't was not that they couldn't build them, but they couldn't get the semiconductor chips. That's why they couldn't put them on the sale lot. And some real stories, individual stories coming out of that. I know a story of a man that bought a brand new expensive pickup truck and drove it a few thousand miles, maybe 10,000 miles, not much. In a year, at the end of the year, the company he bought it from, I think it was a Ford, I'm not sure, but anyway, company, they called him back. They said, bring in your truck, we'll give you what you paid for it and a little more and buy it back from you. He thought, how could they do that? But then he said, well, I think I'll do that. So he did, went back and sold it back to the company for more money than he paid them for it. He said, I think it was 10,000 miles or 15, what he'd put on it a year. He said, I felt like I'd driven that free because I got my money back and more. He asked the salesman, how can you do this? He said, we're going to sell it for more. Now think that one through. Semiconductor chips becoming scarce. You can get certain papers and you'll find out that the car manufacturers lost $1 billion over the scarcity of the chips. Well, where'd the chips come from? They come from special foundries that make them. And the sad truth is that America has very few of those foundries. Well, guess where we're getting the chips from? Well, we were getting them, number one, from Taiwan, of course, China. But Taiwan was our friend we thought we could trust. Can we trust China anymore? Because listen to me, and they're fearing this, and the government's talking about this. It's very hard. Trump was going to build another chip-making foundry in America, but it didn't get off. There's the biggest one that we're getting our supplies from now is in Taiwan. One nuclear bomb hits that one foundry, that one factory, and it's got a name on it. You can look it up. We'd be out of business from getting our chips in America. Now, we do have one in America, very small compared, produces I think 12% of the chips that we need. That's not a big percentage. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying all this technological age, this technology, this mark of the beast, this coming in, this control, it's all about control. Control financially, control buying and selling, control every way you look is moving in right around us. And most Americans are accommodating themselves and fitting in because they've got this great fear. Fear of a flu whose death rate is not much above the lightning strike. We got some people we know who's died with it. Did they die of it? I don't know. There's a lot of talk going on. I think probably most folks got a shot and they're all right. There are some bad stories, though, about people that did get shots. So I don't know all about that. I know this. I made up my mind at the very beginning of it. I was going to trust God. And if he wanted to take me that way, okay, I still do that. If he wants to take me another way, okay. But I'm going to trust him because I'm not going to accommodate. I'm not going to be sucked in to the lie of the Antichrist and the deception of our age that has moved in on us. So what I'm saying to you is as we get to Revelation 18, God's wrath is coming back. Now we're going to get to the end of the book. Jesus is going to come back and set up his kingdom. And the fight right now is to stop him from doing that and to take control. And the Antichrist is taking control. The mark business, all of this is coming very, very fast. Now, financially, it's going to get rough too. How many, Brother Westmoreland referred to this a time or two in his message. He said, do you think there's a coinage shortage? You've been told that in stores. It's amazing to go into a store and they try to talk you out of your change. They want to keep your change. Have you noticed that? Anybody noticed that? Huh? All right, you better watch it. Let me say something financially. If they give you coins back, old-fashioned coins, quarters and dimes and nickels that are made out of silver, you're actually getting some value back. But the paper has long since been nothing but paper. There's nothing backing up the American dollar anymore. It used to be you could pull out a $1 bill out of your billfold and look at it and read on the bottom, it'd say silver certificate, which meant you could take it to the bank and turn it in for silver, which had a real value. Have you heard anybody say it's not worth picking a penny up because it cost them more now to make a penny to use that much copper than the penny is worth? I understand that. What is going to happen, though, and you watch it, you're going to hear this in the news if you haven't already heard it. We're moving to the Bitcoin. We're moving to the digital credit. On the Antichrist kingdom, you'll get digital credit in the computer system. We're moving to what preachers have preached for years, the cashless society. And Brother Westmoreland taught stewardship in our college, did a good job on it, and probably didn't say a whole lot I haven't said in the past, but it needed to say it again. I've always recommended if you want to get out of debt, you need plastic surgery. Anybody remember me saying that? Remember what the plastic surgery was? Take the plastic card and do surgery on it, cut it in two, and throw it away. Oh, I know that's popular. You can't hardly breathe without a card anymore. And you can use one wisely, but what he was pointing out to the college students was that's where they mess up. They go in debt they'll never pay out of. And we are moving to that day and time where all of a sudden, the day's going to come when if the Antichrist kingdom and you're here, the financial control that's going to take over. Actually, in China right now, they're doing almost that same thing with a computer. The way you don't have dollars in the bank, so to speak, you have credits, digital credits. All that system's moving in, growing by leaps and bounds, and it all is part of the Antichrist kingdom to take control. And you won't buy or sell without the mark. And we're moving so close to seeing that. Yes, I'll be honest with you. I think the Lord should have come, but he didn't ask me. We'd all been out of here that saved if he'd asked me. But I do wonder how he can be so long-suffering with all that I see creeping in. How much is he going to let it go? I know this. He's not going to pour out his wrath on his church. He's not going to pour out his wrath on those that are born again and saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But when that kingdom finally flourishes in and the world begins to worship the beast and take his mark, and they will take it. Oh, I've had folks say, I won't take it. Yes, you will. Just like you take orders today from the government, you'll take orders then if you're here. And you'll have a way to talk about it and excuse it and all of that. But we're in trouble right now. America is more in trouble with fear of cyber war than they are with nuclear missiles. If China is making our chips, if they right now, and they're right ready now to pounce on Taiwan, who is giving us the majority of our supply of semiconductor chips, and we're moving to the day now to where some guys can sit and push buttons and bring in war and use it. It's amazing today what is going on. Now, I like to say this, yes, there's hope, and that hope is Jesus. What are we supposed to do till he comes? The scripture says we're to occupy till he comes. Occupy till he comes. That means keep telling folks about Jesus. But have you noticed the churches have lost their zip? They've lost their anointing, so to speak. They've lost their zeal to the place that if we're not careful, we'll just find ourselves hanging on, doing only what is necessary to get by, whereas we used to be aggressive to tell our neighbors and our kinfolk that Jesus was coming. You ought to get saved. Tell them how to get saved. Folks, if there ever was a day in time that we need to tell folks, while the gospel door is still open, where the opportunity is still here to be saved, we better do it. These chapters we're studying now, over toward the end of the book, is long after the saved have been caught out, probably near the end of the seven-year tribulation. God's judgment is falling. But what is good is the skies are going to open up and Jesus is going to come back leading armies of heaven. He's going to set up his kingdom. And you and I are going to come back with him if we're caught up with him when he comes in the rapture. I believe we are. I believe as I look around and see things, you know, they blame everything on global warming. Anybody notice how New York got flooded out? Now, not only New York, but other places. And that's sad for the folks that got trapped. But look how quick it happened in places they didn't expect. And what we're going to see now is a lot of unexpected things in these next few months until the Lord steps out on heaven's porch and blows the trumpet. And the saved are caught up. I do know while climate change is like the pandemic, they used it for fear and used it mainly to take control of everything. God will use natural phenomena to warn. He does in the scripture. He warns that earthquakes will come, and of course we're seeing those. He warned that by the near the end. Other things are happening. Somebody said, well, why the flooding? Well, if you want to scientifically say so, they say the moon's a problem. Now, there's a little truth to that, but they don't tell you the whole truth. They said the moon wobbled. Well, it does wobble. In fact, if you study it up a little bit, it wobbles about 18 point something years. It wobbles. Do you know the earth wobbles also a little bit every now and then? Oh, yeah. Those things happen, but they've been happening for a long, long time. My grandma used to go to the window, the little old house we lived on the farm. The fireplace was on the east side of the building. There was a window on each side of it. She'd walk especially to the window on the right, and she'd look out at the sunrise just as the sun was rising. She'd say, the sun is moving. And by the end of time, my brother and I'd say she's prophesying again. By the end of time, it's going to move way over here. Well, Grandma never probably studied any science book. I studied some in school, didn't catch on much of it. But do you know the sun does move? It's called precession, and it moves a little bit with the seasons. And if you'll watch it, it'll start way over here on the left, looking to the east, in the wintertime, and you'll watch it move way over to the right in the summertime. They say that's the wobble of the earth on its axis that causes tilts a little bit. But the Bible does tell us there's going to be signs in the sun and in the moon. And men's hearts failing them for the things that are coming upon the earth. God is going to use it for a witness. Maybe he is beginning to use it a little bit now. And things are happening, unusual things in unusual places. Jesus said earthquakes would be in divers places. And the word divers means in the unexpected places, different places. So all of that's part of it. I didn't get down the verses, but I'm just saying to you, with that foundation in mind, we're not unwise to be watching what's going on and expecting the Lord Jesus to come. Is it going to be this week or 5 years from now? I don't know. 10 years from now? I don't know. But I know one thing, it'll be on time. And we will not be able to say, Lord, you did not tell us, because he plainly has. And so that we can see what is going on. And in our nation in America right now, as we pray for it and love it, we certainly can see what is going on. And that's a picture of the whole world just before Jesus comes and the Antichrist sets up his kingdom. All right, my time's up this morning. Let's see what we got here.